Why do women stay in bad relationships? Hello everyone! Welcome to another episode of Paano Ba To? The podcast. And I am continuing Women's Month with this very, very important topic of why we, actually some men as well, or whatever gender you identify with, why do we sometimes stay in these bad and even toxic relationships? And I invited my good friend Iza Calzado to have this conversation with me. Iza, of course, is a multi-award-winning actress. She's an advocate, and I actually work with her. We are both co-founders of She Talks Asia. And before we get into the conversation, of course, this is a very sensitive topic to discuss, and it's a very important topic. And so I'm so glad that Iza said yes, so that we could both share our stories, share our realizations, share what knocked some sense into us. Many, many years ago when I met Iza, we weren't really close back then, but we got to talking and we were sort of at the same point in our lives at that time. I think at the time we had just broken up from what we considered to be relationships that weren't good for us. And thankfully, years after, we did find the right one for us. And so this is a long, but I think very, very insightful conversation. And so I hope, that you learned something from it. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Paano Ba To, Miss Iza Calzado.
Thank you for having me back, Miss Bianca Gonzalez. Wow. Ang saya. Naalala ko yung paano ba to na ginawa natin dati. Pumunta ka ba sa bahay ko?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And ang galing, congratulations on your podcast.
Yay! Thank you. And to everyone who is new to Paano Ba To and new here on the podcast, if you wanna look it up, yung pinag-uusapan ni Iza was an episode in 2017. Alam mo ba, it was like my third episode yata. Hindi pa tayo close nun. Yes, third, I swear. Hindi pa tayo close nun, I invited you. Tas parang, the topic is like how to communicate more confidently. And then tuwang-tuwa ako because fast forward 3-4 years later, thank you for saying yes to this difficult topic that I wanted to take on, pero ang hirap to find someone who will be comfortable in talking about it. And dahil safe space tayo, we can share to other women our stories about this. So thank you. The letter is from Miss Love is a Battlefield. Sabi niya.
Wow! Uy, sakto ha!
Ano, bakit?
Wait lang, magpo-promo ko. Kasi ano? Diba yung sa BNB, all is fair in love and battle. May ganun. Mm. BNB on WeTV and iFlix. Thank you!
Yan, bongga. As Miss Brandy. Okay, so her question is, why do women stay in bad relationships? Sometimes we know that it isn't exactly the best thing for us, but we stay because of love. Stay because umaasa tayo it will get better. Paano ba to?
Mm.
And just for a bit of context, for the whole month of March, talagang I asked people to leave their questions, their issues, their biggest frustrations as a woman. Kaya lumabas ang topic na ito.
Na ito.
And just as a bit of a background as well, bakit ikaw ang inimbitahan ko dito para sa topic na ito, I remember many years back, hindi pa tayo talaga masyadong close, but we'd see each other
Barcino.
Out. Yan, out, gimmicking. Parang nung nagkakwentuhan tayo one time, may pagka-parallel, may ilang similarities with experiences in life and love. Yeah, so have a crack at the letter of this love is a battlefield. Sige, go.
Alam mo, kaya naisip ko nung una, gusto, I know it's for Women's Month and it's generally an issue that keeps cropping up for women. But I do also acknowledge and recognize that I know couple of men who also have this pattern, cyclical pattern of staying in bad relationships, no? And I've been in one. And I've stayed in, actually more than one. But one very deep one, siguro sabihin natin. And I've also been the bad one in the relationship. Alam mo yon, parang, I can't kasi always say na, ako yung laging naging biktima. Oh, wow, wow. Excuse me, baka po may mag-letter sender sa kay Bianca at magsabihin ang mga pinaggagawa ko din at dinurog ang kanilang puso. Tao lang tayo, di ba? Minsan tayo ang nakasakit, minsan tayo ang nasaktan. But to answer that question, for me, what I've come to realize is it is a question of your self-worth. Nasaan ka sa point mo ng life mo at that time? Obviously, may love yun eh. Alam mo, hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yung love. Merong love dun sa relationship na yun. Especially in the beginning. There was attraction, there's love. But somewhere along the way, it became toxic. Maybe not just from your end, maybe also from your partner's end. And yes, we also acknowledge there are people who are really toxic in every relationship they are. All the women or all the men will say, toxic talaga siya. So siguro may ganun talagang tao. But ikaw, sabihin natin, I'm in this relationship. When I entered that relationship, I thought I was strong. I thought, you know, actually, in the relationships before that, ako pa nga yung nangiiwan. May ganun eh. Mm. And then I met somebody. I was madly in love with this person. And I knew after several months that it was parang getting toxic. Pero the more toxic it was, the more I was attached to him. The more he pushed me away, the more I wanted to be with him. The more parang challenged I became to prove to myself, to everybody. Kasi eventually people were verbalizing na that they didn't like him for me, he wasn't good for me, yung gano'n na. Umabot sa point na hindi na ako nagkukwento sa mga tao sa paligid ko. Para lang, kasi alam ko na eh, I knew what I was gonna get. I would be told na, di ba sabi mo naman namin sa'yo, di ba? Parang he's ganto 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 ganto. But Erod, mahal ko. As in, mahal na mahal ko, B. Yung ganon yung feeling. So you ask yourself, why are you so attached to that drama? I mean, now, no? I can ask myself that. Why? What was I attached to? Was I attached to the love, really? Or was I attached to the drama? I can say, personally, because you'll have to figure that out for yourself. And iba-iba ang sagot natin, di ba? For me, that drama was familiar. That is what I grew up with. There was drama in our home, like a teleserie. So, having a teleserie-like relationship, hindi naman sobra, no? But yung just having the drama here and there, I was never physically abused or anything, but there were other things. It's not always just physical, diba? It was difficult. I had to recognize that, oh wow, I was attached because that was what I thought love was like, because that was what love was like in our home growing up. So it made me feel alive. It made me feel good. And even during the painful moments, I was so alive. And siguro, that's the artist in me, no? Diyos ko, ang daming layers talaga nito eh. Pero when you're there, ang hirap makita nun, B.
Of course. Super. Oh, for sure.
Diba? Sure. Yung yun eh. So it's a question of self-worth. It's a question of ego. Is it your ego that's in love with this person? What are you, who is benefiting from it? Is it your ego or your higher self or highest self, as they say? Parang, again, what makes you attached to that bad relationship, that toxicity? Maybe there is something that you need to heal inside you para maging, kumbaga, ma-recognize mo. Minsan kasi naka-attach tayo eh. Tapos, meron din tayong concept of you complete me. Naku! Mm-hmm. Dangerous!
Super kasi, dangerous.
Super si Jerry Maguire kasi. Ba't mo kasi you complete me eh? I mean, it's a romantic idea. Isn't it? Like, it's so nice to hear that one person, another person in this world will make you complete, will fill you, will fill the void that, diba, parang sometimes you're always searching for something to fill that void, that hole. Pero it's not true. The only person that can complete you is you. Mm-hmm. And of course, the divine, yung God. So, actually, we are whole. And through the years, siguro nagkaroon ng mga butas, maliliit, malalaki, because of the experiences we've had in life, trauma. At minsan, when we enter into a relationship na ganito, lalo pang lalaki yung butas. Pero gusto nating punan nung taong yun yung butas na yun. Eh, hindi! So, kailangan mo muna talagang punuan yung butas na yun at i-address. Life, di ba? Di ba sabi na the only thing that's constant is change.
Mm-hmm. Death and taxes as well.
Death and taxes too. Di ba? Parang, with that said, parang, why do we stay there? Because we're human. And there is something to be addressed. Ako, yun yung take ko. Ang dami ko na naman sinabi. Diyos ko, kung ano yung pinagsasabi ko. Ano ba yung isa niyang tanong?
Ang ganda, diba, kaya. Ang ganda kaya ng mga takeaway mo. Ang dami kong comments and questions tungkol dyan. But what she said is, parang yung letter niya has answers herself in the form of questions. Is it because of love daw? Or is it because umaasa tayo it will get better?
Yun din. Of course, yun eh. Yung ego yun. I think that's ego.
And I think it's the movies. Like, the movies, the teleseries we watch about the bad guy transformed or changed by the woman, the game changer, diba? It's that as well.
Pero nangyayari din talaga. I know of people who... Yes. Like, who spent their 20s as players and suddenly meet a woman and not necessarily changes them completely, pero makes them, I guess, focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yung bigla na lang nag-shift. Ay, sandali. Time to get serious. May ganon.
Mm-hmm.
But it...
It's the exception, not the rule?
Yes. And it doesn't happen na... It comes from the woman's perspective. It's really the man that will make that decision and the woman.
Oh my gosh, so happy you said that because I thought nga na as the woman, as the partner, you can change the guy. First of all, now in hindsight, I realize why would I have wanted to change him? Eh yun nga yung taong na in love ako. Oo. Mm-hmm. And secondly, is no matter what I do, I cannot change him because he will have to change for himself if he wants to. So yan ang mga lessons learned now that we are older and hopefully wiser. Said something kanina about self-worth, right? Mm. So, kasi I was super able to relate to everything you said. I read actually an article recently by a psychologist and sabi niya, mas addicting daw actually yung toxic relationship kesa healthy relationship. Why? Like any other addiction daw, parang meron siyang return na gusto mong hanap-hanapin. Which is, in a toxic relationship daw, di umano, parang... you don't know when the highs are and when the lows are. And when the highs are high, super, ang sarap talaga. So,
kita mo, yung itsura kay.
So, yeah, she said that it is actually more addicting. So, for me,
it's a drug. For like, me, love is the best drug.
So,
come on, give me a shot of that.
Buti na lang, babait na mga asawa natin, ano? Thank you, Lord. But yeah, she knows it. We know that it isn't exactly the best thing for us. So I feel like a lot of women know when things are not exactly going well.
Na. Working.
But the hardest part is that turning point.
Of when do you...
Yeah, that hardest part is standing up, taking your power back, and deciding for yourself. So my question is, what triggered that point for you, and when was that? Or what helped? What helped get you to that point?
Well,
I guess it's a question.
Divine intervention.
Talaga ba?
Feeling ko. Well, he broke up with me. I think he got scared of commitment because, I mean, I won't go into detail, but parang there, alam mo yung nakahanap ng potential na ipapalit. Yung ganon. So, then that makes it easy to break up with somebody. I mean, I've been there. I've been there na yung naghihintay ka lang ng, kumbaga, somebody, tas yung nahanap mo, nabreakan mo yung isa, nagkaroon ka ng lakas ng loob.
Nagkarason.
I mean, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Oo, nagkarason. I mean, I have been the one that has broken the heart of somebody, and I've been the one na iniwan. So alam ko yan, gets ko siya from both ends, my gosh. So nung nangyari na sa akin yon, ay, alam ko na yan, gawa ko na yan eh, yung ganon. Alam na alam ko. Tapos, pero hindi ko pa agad alam. Because I thought, iba yung excuses na binigay eh. And then, hinabol ko pa, B. Hinabol ko!
Nagka-experience din naman tayo mga ganyan. Oh, totoo. Bakit ba natin sila hinahabol kahit ayaw na?
Iiwanan ko yung showbiz, B.
Ah, ganong level?
Ganong level. Tumawag ako, Noel Ferrer. Mag-host na lang ako. Hindi na ako mag-aartista. Kasi, ganon. And ako yun. I mean, that's part of me. Like, and now, I cannot even comprehend. Like, how? I don't even understand what made me think that I can honestly leave this. Mm-hmm. My craft. But I was willing to, for about a good 2 to 3 weeks of my life, I said, I'm ready to leave show business if this is what will make him take me back. And then things slowly unfolded, and then almost reconnected, but then, you know, di na nangyari. So I guess ano din, and it's meant to be, because we're now good friends. We're very good friends, and for me, I needed to experience that. Ako kasi, I am a firm believer that nothing happens by chance. That, you know, there's parang design yan eh, ng buhay mo. It leads you somewhere. Na mali man yan, tama, masakit, masaya. There is always a reason why it happens for you. Actually to you, but it's really for you, because it's meant to help you grow. And honestly, that relationship helped me in so many ways. And again, I acknowledge and would like to honor that relationship, even if it was difficult and I did get hurt. I would really like to believe that we were in love. We were, especially in the beginning, before it got toxic. We shared good love. But we're not meant to be. Alam mo yun? We're not meant to be together. It was just, parang dumaan lang siya.
Mm-mm.
And it prepared me for Ben, I guess. For the next person that was to come into my life, to appreciate Ben more. And ano, the understanding of the attached, being attached to the drama, ang dami kong natutunan dahil dun sa relationship na yon. And sadly nga, some people stay there longer than what is required of us to stay in that relationship. Mm-hmm. Siguro, ang hirap nga talaga to draw the line. Like I said, yung sa akin, naging divine intervention. Yung iba, 10 years na, nandun pa nga. Mm-hmm. At mas masaklap pa siguro yung pinagdadaanan. And again, there are also things to consider. Like, what if it's actually a marriage? Mm-hmm. Sa akin kasi, boyfriend lang. Mm-hmm. Yan ang hindi ko kayang sagutin. Mm-hmm. Kasi, again, it will really be you. You will know when enough is enough. I think, na ang lalim.
May hugot yung ano. Hinga. Oo.
Hindi kasi, alam mo, ang hirap maging tao. Lagi kong sinasabi yan. Ang hirap maging tao, balansihin ang buhay. One minute, you think you got it all figured out. This is a podcast, you can edit. You got your shit figured out. Like, everything's flowing. You're like, I'm good. Boom.
But wait, no. Sasabihin
but wait,
life.
No. There's more. Yung... Ganun.
Yeah.
And prayers are so important. Like, that's why your connection with your spiritual self. Like, may it, whoever you believe in, whatever it is you believe in, God, Jesus, Allah, I mean, Buddha, I mean, energy. Some people don't even believe in anything, but like, whatever it is, like a spiritual connection, whatever it is, I think it to be just grounded in that is so important. Kasi dun ka huhugot talaga ng mga sagot at lakas sa mga oras na china-challenge ka ng buhay. And again, these challenges, these adversities are there to help us grow.
I super agree. I want to rewind lang back quickly to something you said. You said that now you are still good friends. And I like that point kasi what I wanted to share, reflecting on this question of hers, of course there are partners who are truly toxic, yung talagang abusers. And parang no questions, talagang please try your best to step away or cut ties already. But there are some relationships. Tell me if you agree. There are some relationships that end up being toxic just because of your compatibility. But when you find a partner that's for you, that toxic partner finds the partner that's for him or her, that works out. And hindi na toxic yung relationship. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is we cannot make kahon that this ex is toxic, period. Kasi baka lang you didn't mesh well. And like you said, it just was not meant to be. And again, many factors. Our maturity at the time that we met, our life experiences, our sense of self-worth.
And his too. I think we... To be honest, I think we were both broken.
Yes.
We were both wounded and broken. And maybe that was what attracted us to each other to begin with. And, kumbaga, it was just not a good mix. It would have ended up really bad and ugly if it continued on. Mm-hmm. But as friends... We're very good friends. Like, alam mo, nung nagka-COVID ako, kasama siya sa prayer, yung sa chat.
Yes.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Kasama siya doon. Kasi, mm-mm, I know how much this person cares for me. Because I know how much I care for this person.
Right.
And
right.
for his family, ah.
Right.
Without there being like a malicious, mm-mm. like, I'm still in love with him kind of thing. No. I respect his wife. I love his wife. Like, his family, his kids. Yung ganyan. And I know it's the same from his end.
Mm-mm.
So, ang ako napakaswerte ko dahil andito ako and honestly I'm good friends with most of my exes. So siguro yung magandang tanong paano ba to? Hindi ko alam. Gift. I always treat every relationship as a gift.
Tama.
Mm-mm.
Tama. Na, there's something to be gained, for sure.
For sure.
No matter how it ended. I wanted to get your thoughts on this as well. Looking back, kasi sometimes when we're in it, right, feeling lang natin na bakit siya ganto. But me now, in hindsight, looking back at relationships that might have had toxic phases or might have been a toxic relationship, may mali din ako. Parang I wasn't the best partner or I wasn't as all that as I thought I was. Akala mo pinagsisilbihan mo, you're being very loyal, you're being very loving, but also on the other hand, you were enabling, you were either nagging, you were, I don't know, what do you think about that?
I completely agree. Yung sa akin kasi, yung sa pinagdaanan ko lang, I was very insecure. But because I was being given reason to be insecure. But because I was already insecure to begin with.
Yeah, I yung agree. Kumbaga, insecurity, at, for sure. I agree, 100%.
Diba? Yung parang just where I was in my at that point in my life, I was so insecure. Nagkataon pa with this guy. He's always, diba? Parang, alam mo yung mga guys na ma-check out eh. Ng women, tas ma... masabi ng things. So, lalo ako na insecure. And then, umabot ako sa point na tumitingin ako sa phone. Umabot ako, oo, yung tumitingin ako sa messages, yung ang baba. Yung nagpakababa. I told myself I will never do that. Kasi, para sa akin, ano mo, buhay mo na yan eh. Mm-hmm. Buhay ko din to. Huwag mong tignan kung ano mga pinagagagawa ko. Kumbaga sa akin, yung... yun, we know our... where we are now, no? We know our boundaries. We trust each other, okay? And we... when it comes to a point na we feel na... oy, mukhang... maybe... sinabi ko to sa asawa ko na kung darating ka sa punto or kung ako man, in love na sa isang tao na potentially I might leave you for or you might leave me for, please, let's have that conversation sooner rather than later. I think these are conversations that need to happen. Eh. Because parang, kumbaga, let's save each other that time, please. Because there are people who stay for years, hindi na pala mahal yung partner. Ay, ayoko nang ganun, ha? Yung ganun, malinaw sa akin yun. Ayoko. Kung hindi mo na ako mahal, sabihin mo. Di ba, these are very mature conversations that I like having. And I'm very blessed that my partner is very open to it because I do also understand that there are so many people who won't even go there. Sorry, you were saying, what was the question? Nga na parang, you were not your best. No? So, yeah, insecure. Yeah, sobra kong insecure. Tsaka tipong ano, pag may lalapit na babae, makipag-usap lang ah, nakagano na dagger looks na ako. Yung, as in, hindi threat.
Mm-mm.
Hindi talaga, the girl's not even flirting with him. Pero feeling ko, iiwanan niya na ako for that person. Umabot sa ganun. I think kapag ganun na, these are signs eh, it's not healthy anymore.
Yeah.
Ano yun eh, babalik ka na sa ako pa ba to? Ako pa ba to? And actually, the people around me, when I talked to them, they were like, you were not yourself anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I totally agree. Because you opened that, sige, before we wrap this up, I do want to ask, in hindsight, ano yung signs na hindi na talaga to? Hindi na to yung mag-get better, hindi na enough yung love. Tama na to. Of course, aside from the story of how it ended, aside from hindi na ako to, what are the signs you feel?
Okay, sabi ko. Una yung hindi na ako to. Lagi kang umiiyak. There are, di ba, yung, kasi you have to weigh the pros and cons. Kung kumbaga lumalamang na yung cons, yung negative, bakit pa ba ako nagsistay dito? Masaya pa ba ako, di ba? Ano ba ang nagpapasaya sa akin? Friends. Napaka-importante no na family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Support system.
Support system mo kapag talagang sinasabi na nila na makinig ka din.
Pero alam mo, time na yun, talaga hindi tayo nakikinig eh. Hindi talaga.
The more na sasabihan ka ng no, the more na gusto mo. Mm-hmm. Kaya feeling ko there's also a way around it na as the support group, yung hayaan mo lang siya. Kumusta? Yung gananin mo lang, yung niwag mo sabihin no.
Ay, nadapa ka? Okay.
Oo, ganon yung... Ah, talaga? Ganon, yung dinidedma ka. So, ito tuloy yung mapapaisip din. Pero, ang hirap i-balance yun, di ba? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ano pa ba ang signs?
Ako, I have signs that I want to share. If you are not being listened to.
Mm.
I feel like, in a relationship, both of you have a voice. And if it comes to the point na feeling mo wala ka ng boses, sign yun. Another is, sa relationship, you have to be committed to growing individually and together. Di ba magkaiba yun? Growing individually as individuals and growing together. That's different. Mm-mm. And if you feel Mm-mm. your partner does not support you in either of those planes, mahirap. Kasi ang relationship, two-way. Hindi pwede ikaw lang yung give ng give kasi mauubos ka.
Ubos.com.ph
yes.
Hindi talaga.
Ubos.com.ph with promo code.
Oh, no.
Okay, as a final, I guess, message, what do you want to tell Miss Love is a Battlefield?
No, ganun. Hindi kasi, alam mo, love is so many things all at once.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? It's beautiful, it's painful, it's joyful, it's sorrowful, it's victory, and it's also defeat. It's a battlefield, it's also a playground. Mm-hmm, alam mo yun, parang, diba yung,
I know na how we can end this. What if you could like send a letter or give a message to Iza during that time that it was ending but you still wanted to hold on? What would you want to tell her?
Alam mo, ito lang yan. Because we started it with self-worth. Mm-hmm. Diba? You deserve so much more.
For sure.
Diba? Know what you deserve. And never settle. Patuloy yan, ah. Hanggang sa ngayon, as a married woman, I still ask myself that. Like, what do I deserve? What does he deserve? Mm-hmm. Am I giving him what he deserves? Is he giving me what I deserve? Are we settling? Are we happy? These are questions. These are big questions you need to keep asking yourself.
Kaya hindi siya one time.
Hindi siya one time. Alam mo yung... I was having this discussion with a friend last night and he said nga, friend namin ni Ben, based in London, and then he said, it's hard when you say you have to put in the work. But when you say kasi you put in the work, work is such a
laborious,
di ba? Yeah. Laborious, it's a chore. Mm-hmm. So at last night, napaisip ako, sabi ko, what if we just frame it as we have to put in the love? Because love is a verb.
Ganda.
Baka ganun dapat fina-frame. We have to put in the time, di ba? They say, we have to put in the love. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll maybe talk about that some other time. But right now, yeah. And that includes to miss love is a battlefield. Self love, you have to prioritize yourself above anyone else. You are the main character of this movie, of this story, of this book. So think about you. That's what I have to say for you.
Agree 100% to miss love is a battlefield. The choice is yours, eh? The choice is really yours. And I hope that whatever choice you make, you know that you have value. You have a strong sense of self-worth and you know that you deserve much better and you deserve the love that you want. Thank you so much, Ease!
Thank you, B!
Thank you, Iza. And to Miss Love is a Battlefield, or to anyone who feels like they're in a similar situation. Whatever gender you identify with, yeah, na sinabi ni Iza, know your worth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, of course, Iza Calzado. And to anyone listening to this who could relate to the letter sender, who could relate to our stories, I hope that you gained something. And if you do know a friend who might be going through a bad or a toxic relationship, I think Iza and I both agreed that you have a crucial role. And siguro my personal bilin to you as the friend of the one in the toxic relationship is, don't give up on her or him. Don't give up on them. It's so hard to have been in this situation, but I'm so grateful to my loved ones who didn't give up on me, even if I was hard-headed, and who basically saved me from relationships that were not good for me. And yeah, that was a long episode. Thank you for sticking with me. And if you, I would love to hear what you think about the podcast. So please do send me a message. I am at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And join our safe space, Paano Ba To Kumustahan group on Facebook. I hope you enjoyed this episode and catch you in the next one.
Paano Ba To The Podcast is powered by Globe Studios. Listen to the podcast for free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.